For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. As increasing numbers of people look for healthier diets and fresh farm produce, a Food Day celebration has been set for October 24th at the WKU Ag Expo Center. Dan Modlin speaks with Chrissy Rowland, the branch manager for health information at the Barron River District Health Department.
Chrissy, what's the purpose of the Food Day activity that's set for October 24th?
Is a nationwide celebration and movement toward more healthy, affordable, and sustainable food. So we're calling this Southern Kentucky's Celebration of Real Food. It's a day for anyone who grows, buys, sells, prepares, or eats food. So it's for everybody.
Okay, now there's a lot of interest in getting fresh produce. And in fact, we recently did a report here on some of the new techniques that people are using to get their produce to market. Are you finding that there are a lot of people in the general population who want to know more about fresh fruits and vegetables?
Absolutely. We are seeing a growing trend of folks who are visiting farmers markets, who are wanting to know more about pallet gardening, who are wanting to know more about how do I get started or how do I find a farmer for different foods that I want.
And of course, it's no secret that this part of the country has a number of people who suffer from health problems which are related to diet.
That's right. And in our area right now, the health department is facilitating what's called the MAP process, and it's a community-wide health assessment. We're doing it regionally. And a group of stakeholders came together and developed priority areas for our region, looking at data, literally like what is going on in Edmondson County, Warren County, et cetera. We identified five priority health issues, and one of those being obesity, the next being diabetes, and then cardiovascular disease. And they all go hand in hand with physical activity and nutrition. And so our council as a whole is supporting this effort because it's a priority of our group. And we know based on the data and based on talking to individuals that these are serious health problems in our area. It's not just a Kentucky thing. It's right here at home.
And what are some of the highlights for that schedule on October 24th?
It's a very long day, jam-packed with a lot of fun stuff going on from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. From 9 to 4, we're going to have a food day conference. And this is for anyone who may be interested in starting a business, a farming business, making community connections, or just nutrition in general. And then we're also going to have a food day expo where we will have vendors set up to promote particular healthy foods or real food items.
Now, there is a $10 registration fee for the Food Day Conference, which includes lunch. But, Chrissy, isn't there an activity in the evening where families can come out at no charge and talk with farmers?
At 5 o'clock, it's very exciting. We're going to have a night farmers market. So just like we have in our community on Tuesdays and Saturdays, on Wednesday night, we're going to have a night farmers market. We're going to have fun activities for the whole family. We're going to do hay rides, have vendors set up for dinner. And then the big thing that we're doing from 6:30 to 8 p.m., we're having a farm elegant dinner. And this is all local food.
Now, there will be a $35 per plate charge for the farm elegant dinner. But again, the meet your farmer activities, the night market, and family activities are free. Chrissy, if someone in our audience would like more information about the Food Day activities on October 24th, what should they do?
You can go to foodday.org/bowlinggreenky. You can also contact Christian Ryan Downing at the Office of Sustainability on Western's campus.
Chrissy Rowland is branch manager for health information at the Barron River District Health Department. If you'd like more information on the Food Day activities at the WKU Ag Expo Center on October 24th, you can go online to foodday.org/bowlinggreenky. That's foodday.org/bowlinggreenky. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.